What is happening, everybody? I'm Sy.
Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, Season 5, Episode 4. Hopefully you are staying
high and right
and positive vibes as always. Yes. If you want to check us out on our social medias, you could look us up in our description of the podcast, wherever you decide to listen to our podcast. If you do decide to listen, we do appreciate every single one of you guys.
Yes.
We are here.
In the house.
We here. What's been going on, woman?
I showed up.
You showed up, huh? You live here. Oh. What's been going on, baby?
Just battling.
Yeah, it's been a lot of battle. Yo, if you guys have been following us on our Instagram page, yeah, we busy, y'all. Like we talked about in a couple weeks ago's episode, we busy. We got a lot of things going on, man. We got a lot of things, so go ahead and tell people some of the stuff that you've been working on here lately.
Oh.
Not you, it's us, but.
Excuse me.
Somebody staying high and right.
I am.
No etiquette on the mic still after all this time.
Whoops. My bad. Okay.
You can't get any higher.
I can do. I'll show you.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, I know everybody, you know, you live in a house, you come across, you know, your rodents or your, you know, little fucking insects that you have to battle here and there.
We ain't got no mice and rats, y'all.
Oh, we did at one point.
Yeah, that was years ago.
Oh, my God,
though.
Years ago. It was hilarious, too. The whole neighborhood actually got infested with mice. And it was funny because we would sit on the porch because it was fall. We always sit on the porch and we would see in the distance, we'd see like a whole bunch of hawks.
I still have video of that too.
I have
to post that.
We live in the outskirts of the town. So in our little outskirts, mm-hmm. you know, maybe 6 miles, it was 6 miles to the west probably, is all farmland. So
it ain't that far, but yeah.
Yeah, about 6 miles or about 5. I don't know, but there's farmland.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're looking into the distance, you see all these hawks, and all these hawks are flying, and then they're dipping, and then they're coming back up, and then they're dipping, and then they're coming back up, and you're like, ooh.
And when we see...
That's cool.
And when she says a lot of hawks, it was a
lot of hawks.
Yeah, it looked like clouds. It was looking like a plague out of the Bible, the gadfly.
And
like,
then all of a sudden, you know, they dip back down, and you know, and then they would get closer. And then the next day,
we watched them over the few days.
Yeah,
like, man,
and then the next day, they were, you know, coming in closer, and we're like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, one day we're getting up, and the cat's bringing us mice after mice, and the dogs are running outside and just catching mice, and we're like, oh,
left and right,
God.
Like crazy.
I mean,
but you know what led up to it too, because it's not far from the Arkansas River.
Right.
Arkansas River for you Arkansas listeners.
Yeah. It wasn't far. And mice floating on the river.
Yeah. And in that particular fall, leading into that fall, we had a lot of rain.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of those field mice was doing, was getting, you know, trying to find higher ground. And man, we got invaded.
It was
like the movie Arachnophobia, but with mice. Remind me of Michael Jackson. You got a friend in me. That video. Got a friend in me. It was too many friends. Way too many. I was getting Tomcats. I was getting Recon. I was getting everything I possibly could, man.
So we.
I couldn't keep up. It was nuts.
I get fixated. So.
Oh, boy.
Any problems, I get fixated. So I'm getting him. You get underneath that house. Mm-hmm. You get that stuff underneath the house. Everything things were smelling because I'm like, oh my God, now they're dead.
Yeah,
oh my God, now they're dead.
Dogs was killing them left and right all over the place.
And then all of a sudden, it was just, there was none.
And then it just completely stopped.
And everybody else was complaining, and they kept complaining, and we didn't have anything. We mm-hmm. were like, oh, well, that sucks. We're not having nothing. They don't want to. I assumed. The mice were like, don't go to that house. They're fucking nuts. Don't go to that house.
Man, please. That's because I was, yeah, probably because I was looking like John Candy mixed with the Ghostbuster. Oh, with eating all these damn fucking traps and food and bait and super bad. Get on your job. That's our cat's name, ladies and gentlemen. I'm like, man, you playing with your fucking prey. Quit playing with him.
He would keep playing with him. Like, come on, move,
Man, it was kind of funny because towards the tail end of when we were pretty much done with having those mice all over the place, and we woke up one morning and you looked over and you was like, oh, hello. One was sitting on her cup, literally, on the nightstand, just looking at like, what's up? Holy shit, Bo. So anyway, not to take away from the analogy that you're getting at, but right. This is all core. This is all coming together.
So, yeah. So, you know, we have wood floors and, you know, super bad. Brought home fleas and I get fixated.
Oh God, that was another fucking fun filled right. summer.
The funny thing is, we have no carpet in the house. Not none. But I had this big rug, and this big rug
area infested. Rug in the living room. Yeah.
So I vacuumed this thing and made up this potion.
It smelled like potpourri. Like, is this going to actually work?
I made up this potion.
But I knew not to say nothing because when Gina's fixated, she is on a tear. And if you say something, even, you know me, listeners, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know I agitated her. You know I did. Are you sure this old cute smelling shit going to work?
Bitch, I'm going to win.
Even if I got to get smacked upside the head with the vacuum in her way, move. What are you doing? But yes, we did get invaded with fleas real bad that summer.
On a rug.
And they were all over the house after that. We was putting tubs of, you know, the old, you know, people that listen that's ever dealt with this. We was getting, we was using Glad fucking tubs of water with 2 drops of dish soap in. And you would, and I would put flashlights underneath beds and couch and all kind of shit. And man, you could see the motherfuckers jumping like crabs on your dick, man. You could see them.
Horrible. All because of one cat and a fucking rug.
That motherfucker, because he's an indoor-outdoor cat. He's inside during the day sleeping. He's sleeping on the couch right now while we're recording next to Ghost. He's out all night, so ain't no telling what he come back home with sometimes.
I got rid of all of them in probably 4 or 5 days.
Like she did it by herself.
Oh, I worked on it day and night.
I did my part.
He did. He helped.
Well, I had to work.
I know. But yeah, But then to continue forward, now our fucking shits. Somehow, we got these fucking ants. They're not the little fucking itty bitty ants. Come on, man. But we got these fucking ants that are the big ants, not the fire ants, but they look like fire ants. My grandma says, oh, those are called piss ants. And I said, I know, they're pissing me off. So I'm pretty sure they are. So I'm trying to figure out where the fuck they come from, because I'm like, okay, I see them every once in a while, just here and there. And I'm like, what the fuck? I know you guys march in a line. So
she's overreacting because out of the two occasions that we've had infestations, these ants are nowhere close to that.
No, but there's a colony.
So, where's the colony?
Where I don't know yet.
We ain't got it in the house, so we good. That's what happens when we're growing all these fruits and vegetables and shit.
But anyway,
that's what happens.
So finally, after days and days of finding one ant.
Oh, my God.
Here and there.
She fixated.
I was finding maybe like 3 ants a day.
All week. And counting.
Right? I finally found the source. So for the next couple days, I kept going outside and looking at the back of the house trying to figure out where in the hell they're coming from. I see no ants. Nowhere. And I'm like, I keep going out there checking and checking all different times of the day. Maybe they're like Maybe they're sleeping. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're working at different times and sneaking in when I'm not there.
What are they supposed to be on? Eastern time, Central Standard Time, Mountain time? What are you doing?
I've tried at night too, and they're still
see
not
what
there.
I mean? And so, see what you mean? What you meant to the listeners? She fixates. Overthinking much, babe.
So I got these little pellet things. I do, and I think. See, we're on it. We're on a crawl space. So there's dirt underneath there. So I'm going to go underneath the house because I think that is where they're at. So I'm going to give them some pellets. And they're going to eat it and take it back to their colony. And they're all going to die. And then I'll win.
You're going to have PETA coming after us now. You know that?
I don't care. The ants can go to the garden. They know where the fucking garden is. My house is not a garden.
Yes, it is. If you guys want to check us out on Instagram, it's in the description.
Okay, well, and no, they're not allowed. Mm-mm. Not those ones. Those ones bite me. And those ones are mean. No, not those ones. Mm-mm. No. Nope.
That means leave them the hell alone.
No.
Just kidding.
Fine, I'll collect them and feed them to you.
That doesn't sound very reassuring in a loving relationship on a podcast that people listen to because of our loving relationship. So why are you bringing up all this?
Oh, that's just the shit I've been going through.
Yeah, so what is it correlating to? Because we're going to get into a serious topic about some of this stuff and what she's talking about. It's kind of funny how this just so organically went the way it's been going so far.
It's just sometimes you just go through some shit because just shit just keeps on bugging you.
Yeah.
Whether it's insects or rodents or people. It's just...
Well, let's go with choice number C. Let's go with people for 200, Alex. Rest in peace. So, what do you mean? Let's talk about it. Lately, you've been feeling like everything has been what? And I'm right there with you.
Oh.
You're carrying the podcast today, so go ahead and just spit some game.
Everything's just too much.
Yeah.
It's like too much, mm-hmm. too much. Not enough space and time.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of people probably feel that way right now, too. I'm pretty sure a lot of people do. One way or another.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they're down in the dumps right now with being unemployed.
Yep.
With the pandemic going on.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are feeling a lot of different feelings right now. It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough out here right now. And if you're the one who somewhat has means, a lot of people are kind of feeling in a certain way desperate. Expecting you to be able to help them out when it's like, damn, we're barely hanging on ourselves. I mean, we can't just continue to keep giving all of our energy and all of our money and all of our time because we ain't got it like that either. We're not fucking rich. We don't have all the energy in the world. I mean, we're busy doing our own things and stuff like that. And a lot of people are out there busy trying to figure out things and trying to do their own things.
Mm-hmm. Trying to learn to grow.
Mm-hmm. And don't take it personal sometimes because it's easy to fall into that trap of you look at somebody or you look at some people that you know and they may be well off and blah, 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 blah from the outside that you see, but you don't know what those individuals are going through. You can't get mad at somebody that can't help or say they can't help even though it may look like they should be able to help you out. Because you don't know what that person's going through. You don't know what that individual is going through, and you don't know how hard they're probably working to even maintain what they do have at the moment. If anything, if somebody can't help you financially, even though you think they should be able to help you financially, just say thank you at the same time. Like, well, you know, I understand that. Hey, man, I need a couple hundred dollars. Well, I don't have a couple hundred dollars. But I could try to help you find something to where you can get a couple hundred dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a poor analogy right now, too, but a lot of people are feeling drained, is the point of it. A lot of people are tired. A lot of people are frustrated. A lot of people don't know where their next paycheck's coming from. A lot of people don't know where a lot of things are coming from right now. A lot of people are excited right now over $1,400 stimulus. Haven't we seen this movie before over the last year and some months now? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How far is that $1,400 going to get us? That's just gone before it even hits your bank account. It's tough, too, especially as parents. Your kids are probably out here struggling, too. You know why? Because we're all out here struggling. And sometimes the kids have to understand, hey, mom and dad ain't rich. Mom and dad ain't got it like that. And even if mom and dad does have it like that, we ain't got it like that. Because we're also trying to make sure, like in me and Gina's cases specifically, you know, we're trying to secure our future. You know, we're not getting any younger at all. And there comes a time where you have to force people, you know, you got to force people to let them figure it out on their own and bump their own heads and let them fall on their ass in life. The same way that we had to come up, a lot of us. And I know a lot of our listeners are old school listeners and they understand where we're coming from when we say those type of things. I know there's some parents out here struggling too, you know, with the kids. They're needing the money. They're needing the financial support, but so do you. As the parent, and they don't understand that. Like, yo, man, like, yo, we're
still learning too.
yeah, especially when you have kids as young as we did.
Yeah, I don't have. I mean, in our situation, we don't have the adults older than us teaching us. We're having to learn on our own. So you know what the next steps are, and what you know what we should be doing at our age. And what we should be doing, you know, in 10 years. Or where we're supposed to be in 10 years. We don't know. And mm-hmm. we don't have that,
the guidance. You know,
the guidance either. Mm-hmm. So we have to learn on our own.
So if you guys are listening along with us and been following along with this since season 3.
So,
because yeah. 1 and 2 is missing.
Whoops.
If you guys have been following along with us, yeah, we're also growing along with our children. And we talked about that mm-hmm. a few episodes ago back in season 4.
So it puts a lot of strain on us when we are, you know, we're trying to learn and grow, and we're trying to get them to learn and grow.
And we're focused on our goals. And
so it's a hard struggle balance, especially when we know they're going through a growing part.
Mm-hmm.
And we know we're going through a growing part, and it's just like, there's no balance,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to find that balance.
Yeah, it's hard to it's hard to struggle with. It's hard to deal mm-hmm. with, and you know, trying to find that balance is hard to do because, you know, kids are going to obviously look at it from the perspective of, oh, mom and dad is just saying what they saying because this, that, and the other. It's like, no, we've been your age. You're supposed to struggle at your age right now. Everybody's technically struggling right now one way or another during, mm-hmm. you know, our current conditions right now in 2021, which is 2020. Still ain't got his foot off the goddamn gas. You know, it's like we're all struggling one way or another. But this is also an opportune time, and the way I look at things and the way Gina looks at things, is like, when does a parent have to cut that support system off, that lifeline off, especially financially? Everything else is, yeah, we're there for moral support. We're there to love you. We're there to make sure you're good. But financially, that's a tough thing that a lot of parents don't talk about,
mm-hmm.
especially on a public platform like ours. But we're honest over here. And we're just at the point where it's like, man, this shit's got to stop. It's different when your child is actually doing their thing, working really hard, and they're just having a bad run. Yeah, welcome to life. Welcome to life. And it's also different, too, on the flip side, if your child's out there on some bullshit, playing games, thinking they hustling, all the above. There's no support in that. But when does the right cutoff age for a parent to cut off their child from saying, hey, listen, you're this old now. Time to stop asking the bank of ILC. The bank of Momcovia. We're not an ATM. And parents aren't ATMs. A lot of parents may live that way. A lot of parents may, you know, I know a lot of parents too that they throw money at problems. They spoil their children. They throw money at everything that's just a problem, expecting it to just fix it. And granted, yeah, if you're the right child in the right situation, it may fix it. But you're not learning anything. You're not learning life skills when money is just keep getting handed to you and handed to you and handed to you. Whether and that money, and I'm not only, I don't even want to just centralize it on just children, on people in general. Stimulus checks. That $1,400, is it going to make your life better? Is it going to change anything unless you're working on changing anything? Of course it's not. Difference between old ass motherfuckers like us and young men and women like our children are right now, they got to learn those life skills. I can't tell you when to cut off your children financially to a certain extent. Now, a little 20 spot here and there, that's cool, depending on what they're using it on and whether they're on the right track, blah, 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 blah. Parents know what we're talking about. The problem comes into when they ask for X amount of dollars and you wonder why, and then you turn around and see that they just squandered it off and it was on some bullshit anyway. That lets you know that at a certain point, regardless of where you feel like you need to cut your children off, you got to cut that fucking lifeline off. They got to bust their ass. They got to fall on their faces. They got to feel the fire of life because they're not going to learn. We have a perfect example. Gina has a real good friend of hers. This dude is 129 years old, and his children are 97 years old, and they still act like they're teenagers.
They do, actually.
And I'm not over-exaggerating their ages. Maybe a little, but not much. Technically, not much. This dude is one breath away from a fucking eulogy. Right?
Yeah.
And a lot of parents don't fall into this trap. And this is one thing that I look at too, for me personally, is don't feel like you owe your children something just because, even if you had your children at a young age, having a struggle coming up, raising your children, did they ever have to struggle for anything? Did they ever have to worry about where their next meal was coming from? No, you, the parent, had to worry about that. And sometimes it's easy to stay in that fucking mentality and that trap of thinking that I always owe my children something because I could have done better as a parent. Long as they've always had a roof over their head, whether it was the most pristine roof or not the most pristine roof, whether they had meals on the table, whether they liked it or not, they still alive, ain't they? They growing up, ain't they? They grown now, ain't they? And now they're falling into the understanding of shit's hard out here. So let me continue to call mom and dad, or let me continue to call such and such to get some money to help me out of this jam. No. Because there's a certain point in our lives, too. We didn't have that luxury. We didn't have that luxury at all. I wish I could have called my mom and dad up and said, yo, see what it happened was. I need $1,000 for this, and I need $1,500 for that. If you ain't got it, that means you don't need it. And if you need it, you gonna figure out a fucking way to get it. One way or another. That's old school values that don't get taught anymore. It just doesn't get taught anymore. But it has to happen. Let your children grow up, people. Let them figure it out. Let them fall on the ass and bust the ass. Because where have you learned more in life as far as anything in your life? What have you? Was it your successes or your losses? What did you learn more from? I know me personally is losses in my life. Hard times in my life. Like, well, shit, I know the fuck I don't want to feel that feeling ever again. I don't want to have to go through that bullshit again. Successes are nice. Successes are wonderful. That lets you know you're making progress in your life. But how do you know you're making successes in your life? By experiencing failures that got you along the way to achieve those successes and going further. If you don't know what failure looks like and you don't know what being broke as fuck looks like, you don't know any of the above looks like, then chances are when shit gets rough and tough for you and you ain't got nobody to rely on, I bet you figured it out, didn't you? One way or another, you figured it out. And that's part of the process of life. And I feel like a lot of parents, unfortunately, fall into this trap of just thinking that I always owe my children something. And I know I'm just as guilty of that, too. I feel like I always owe, you know, because of certain mistakes that I made in my life and things that I felt like I could have done better as a father and things that I should have did. And that's fine and dandy and all. But at a certain time, like even me just reversing the roles of being a child growing up, and feeling like my parents didn't do this and my parents didn't do that, man, one day I had to fucking grow the fuck up and just move on. I had to figure out life. I had to do it. Because nobody else is going to do it for you. And I know this may sound morbid. You may have to tell your children, just to remind them, like, something could happen to me tomorrow. Something could happen to your mother tomorrow. Then what do you guys prepare to do? Are you able to take care of yourselves at that point? And if you as parents know that they're not, then obviously, in my opinion, there needs to be some adjustments. If they can't, they got to be able to sustain themselves at some point. So helping them is one thing, but just continuing to just pretty much raise them still, you know, on the aspect of, you know, every time you just keep fucking up your money, you just, well, mom and dad will take care of it. No. No. And that's tough. That's a struggle. And that's hard to deal with. And it's not an easy topic to talk about. But there's a lot of parents out there I know relate to this topic. But what's your take on it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Because it has been draining and stressful just on us personally.
Mm-hmm.
It has been.
Yeah, you said everything.
If we're going to be candid and honest about it, since December, it's been pretty much going to our children. Two of them. Not all of them, but two of them. That we don't have like that. If that gives you guys a general idea.
That's why it's draining.
Mm-hmm.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Well, people listen to our podcast for honesty.
No more.
People listen to our podcast for honesty because we keep it honest over here. That's what we do. Yeah. And I know listeners right now is like, what?
Those little shits.
They ain't little. They grown. So, and we're not putting our kids on blast to, you know, demean them or talk down about them or anything like that. But just for us as a, you know, a perfect example that I feel like some listeners can relate to is when is the right age to cut that off and your children to start really learning lessons?
Mm-hmm.
To start really having to do some thinking and some figuring out, hey, if you can't afford the internet, then obviously you can't have the internet right now. If you can't afford this, then obviously you can't have this right now. You need to fix, obviously, if you need something fixed that you need done versus all these wants that you have, you need to figure that out too. It's like, yo, am I going to keep going out and buying Taco Bell and Wendy's every night or do I need my vehicle fixed?
Priorities.
Priorities.
Budgeting.
And? Oh, I thought you was getting ready to hit him with the trifecta. I thought you was going to hit him with the Steph Curry fadeaway. That's what it looked like for a second. But, yeah, I mean, that's just one of the very few things. And we're not comparing our children to rodents and insects either. Well. Just to let everybody know. They can be sometimes. But this is just a tough time for everybody, especially your kids and especially for all of us, you know, financially, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And it's not just your children that are siphoning the energy away from you. Possibly right now.
Oh, that's kind. Your children are siphoning.
Siphoning.
They're just siphoning.
Siphoning that bank account.
Do something.
And giving you the guilt trip like, well, you're a terrible dad. Good. That means you ain't moving back.
Shit.
It's no different than when they, you know, your kids are teenagers or whatever. They're whatever. I hate it here. How many parents have heard their kids say that? I don't want to live here anymore. That's the fucking point. It's to motivate you to get your shit together and get the fuck out my house.
I think all of my kids tried to run away at one point.
Oh my God, that's white kids for you, though.
They would take off your clothes. That's mine.
Oh shit, man!
You
don't
get to take nothing with you because I own it. So go ahead.
And that's awkward too, ladies and gentlemen.
They come right back. I don't want to go. I want to stay here. Okay.
That's an awkward moment in history too. Fathers that are girl dads, you know, when your daughter's clothes start catching up to the same size as your wife's and you're trying to be nice and do the laundry once in a while and you look at a pair of thongs like, damn, when did she buy these? She playing. Those aren't mine. Oh, God dang it. What's she doing wearing this anyway? Fathers can relate, damn it. But whether you have people around you in your life that are siphoning your energy, siphoning your time, this is really the time to just do some self-reevaluation and do some evaluation as far as what are you going to continue to accept and what are you not going to accept?
Yeah.
What are you going to let fly? What are you not going to let fly? Obviously, this ain't the time for all the negativity. When you're already sacrificing enough of your time and patience as it is, only for it to just be taken advantage of and taken for granted.
Mm-hmm.
That's another indicator of maybe you need to pull them garden shears out. Mm-hmm. 2021 is tough. 2020 has been tough on everybody. And remember, we even talked about it with just our family and our kids last year. It's like, man, son, none of us have lived through this. None of us have seen this in our lifetime. It's not just you going through this stuff.
Right.
It's all of us.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
It's hard because a lot of people can't comprehend that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, and all ages can't comprehend. And it's not just one age group. I mean, I know a lot of older people can't comprehend it and a lot of young ones can't comprehend it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not, you know, a specific age group. It's
we have a lot of age groups around us that are in this same, you know, mentality of not comprehending the fact that it sucks for all of us right now, right. Man. Like, it sucks.
Yep.
So what would you tell people as far as encouragement?
Oh, just take your time.
Yeah.
Yeah, do things very slow. Yup.
That's an inside joke, ladies and gentlemen, but...
No, it's not an inside joke. I was trying, to fucking put together a goddamn stupid...
I'll post a clip again tomorrow on our Instagram story that she don't realize is even already there right now, but yeah.
I'm trying to put together... a sewing craft table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just not. It was just a rough day today, baby. That's all. It's the weekend.
We'll get it built, baby. You know, it was doing good. You know, I'm just putting pegs and shit to get. You know, I can put pegs and shit. I can put a screw here. not a big deal. Those instructions easy. Then it gets to put this. Board to get put this board this here this board here this board here
the real shit.
Okay, I can do that.
The real nitty gritty.
I put it together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, why isn't it going together? I put you together. Go together.
Listen.
Then everything breaks. Oh God. Can't.
So go slow.
Yes, so go slow. Just take your time.
Take your time.
So I quit.
Then what'd you do after that?
I went and turned my heater on in my plant room and watched Netflix. See? Problem solved.
And somebody texts me and I seen it on my way home. Well, I give up.
Yep.
Hopefully you can fix it.
I broke it.
I broke it. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Oh, man. Oh, man. But, yeah, take it slow. Mm-hmm. One day at a time. If you're not able to help someone right now, don't let them make you feel guilty about it.
Nope.
You shouldn't feel guilty about it.
You can do what only you can do.
Yeah.
And you are good at what you can do.
And if that person reacts a certain way, because just like we've been just talking about, and it doesn't have nothing to do with our kids, I just see it going on around me, period, with a lot of people that are dealing with similar circumstances. If a person reacts a certain way because you can't help them financially, then obviously they wasn't genuine in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Know what I'm saying?
I know it.
Yeah, man.
You got it.
So do the best to take care of your kids and take care of yourselves. You know, be there for moral support. If you can't help them financially, don't feel guilty about it. Don't let it take away from you. Excuse me. Don't let it take away from you. Don't let it take away from the fact that you are doing the best you can as a parent, and even the fact that you have moral support and they're consistently for your child the best you can be, they're going to realize one day that that's more than anything that any kind of price tag could put on it.
Mm-hmm.
They may not see it that way right now. They may be giving you shit about it. They may be making you feel a certain way about it. So... time to learn some valuable lessons out here like the rest of us. Where's your priorities? What has to stay? What has to go? You know? And if you don't know, now you know. Well, everybody, thank you for listening to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast, Season 5. We do appreciate every single one of you guys. If you ever want to reach out to us, if you have questions or things that you would love us to discuss, you know where to find us at. Anything you want to say before we get up out of here, baby?
Nope.
Was it E40? Nope. Yep. Nope. No parting words this week. I do want to go ahead and put this shout out there right now, because there is no episode next week. As you guys know, we busy, obviously, and we're dealing with a lot of stressful things in our relationship that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with us, even though Gina was mad at me last weekend, but that's neither here nor there. Next weekend, when we are not recording, it is somebody's go shorty.
It's your birthday.
It'll be Gina's birthday next weekend.
Yay.
It'll be her birthday next weekend. So if you guys want to send a shout out to Gina, email, anything like of that nature, don't be sending no dick pics. But, I mean, I don't know. What's her Cash App again? Oh, it's in the description. So,
yeah.
It'll be my baby's birthday, so I want to give her an early happy birthday over the podcast right now. Happy birthday, baby.
Thank you.
You got many, many, never mind.
Spankings to come.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
So, happy birthday to Gina. Make sure you holler at us and give us a shout out. Give babe a shout out to let her know happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys checking us out, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye.
Deuces.